Hey, this is awkward. My voice was somehow pitched down for the entirety of this episode, and I don't know why or how. I can't figure it out, so I can't undo it. If you like it, cool. If not, there's hundreds of other videos on this channel where it doesn't sound like this, and hundreds more to come, so I don't know. Enjoy. All right, so check this out. I used to go to my university on a motorcycle. One day, I was late for class and was driving quite fast. Suddenly, a man on a horse cart came from the side and blocked the entire two-lane road. I was going too fast to be able to slow down and was about to crash right in the middle of the horse and cart. When I was about 5 meters from the horse cart, I panicked and I closed my eyes. When I opened them, I found myself on the side of the road and my bike was stationary. I looked up and the road in front of me was clear. I looked back and the horse cart was still there, but it was 15 meters behind me. I never applied my brakes and had apparently teleported 20 meters away safely on the side of the road. To this day, I still can't explain it. I'm not 100% sure that this is the right form for this, but I feel like I'm going kinda crazy. The other night I was cooking dinner. I was going to make chicken fajitas and rice. In the afternoon, I'd pulled out some chicken from the freezer to defrost, and once it was defrosted, I stuck it back in the fridge because it wasn't dinner time yet. I placed the chicken right in the middle of the fridge, which was mostly empty. Once it was time for dinner, I grabbed everything I needed from the fridge. I started to prep the veggies and figured I didn't need raw chicken to be out yet. So I placed it right back in the fridge while I prepped the veggies. Once my veggies were prepped, I went back to the fridge to grab the chicken, and it was gone. I was also home alone at the time. I thought maybe that I had placed it in the freezer, not paying attention, but no. It wasn't there. I looked all over my kitchen, my dining room table, my fridge and freezer again. How does this even happen? Where is my chicken? This person includes an update that says, "Hey, there's still no chicken in the fridge or around the house. There's been no smell of rotten chicken anywhere. This chicken really just disappeared." Okay, this is crazy, but a week ago, I got sushi from DoorDash and they didn't give me chopsticks with my order. I eat sushi and Chinese food often, so luckily I looked in one of my kitchen drawers where I would keep chopsticks and I had a pair. I looked in the drawer just so I could make a note if it ever happened again, and I noticed that this was my only pair. A few days ago though, I went to look in the same drawer and there was another pair right at the top. I didn't think much of it and just thought, huh, that's weird, and then went on about my day. But today I got sushi again, and this time there were two pairs of chopsticks in the drawer. I'm actually freaking out right now because I don't know where these chopsticks are coming from. And by the way, I live alone. Here's some background. I'm 17 and I live in Germany. I have very bad eyes, so I'm blind without my glasses or contact lenses. I also wear very expensive glass contact lenses because they're a new special type which are supposed to stop my eyes from getting worse too fast. I noticed this on multiple occasions and it's so scary and weird. So I have two glass contact lenses, one for each eye, and I only have those two because they're very expensive. They're about 500 euros a pair. While on vacation, I was taking out my contacts and I accidentally dropped one on the floor. I went to pick it up and clean it, and then put both of my contacts away. I woke up the next morning to find one singular contact with my eye prescription lying on the bed. I freaked out, obviously, because they're expensive and I thought I had somehow dropped it there last night and forgot to put it away. But I had slept in my bed the entire night, and when I checked my contact case, both of my contacts were in there. Now, I just by some chance had a third glass hard contact lens with even the same serial number spawn on the bed while I was sleeping, in perfect condition, which is even more unlikely since I toss and turn a lot in my sleep. I 100% would have broken it. Why does this happen? I mean, how? I got freaked out and threw it away because there are only around 5 pairs of the special type of contact lenses I own in all of Germany since they're still in testing, and I don't understand how this is possible. Things like this happen frequently too. Eating the last apple to turn around and see the apple I had eaten previously on my nightstand, my fake nail biting, throwing away the broken nail, and then realizing my nail never broke, meaning I now had an exact duplicate of my fake nail. Things like this, I mean, it's so creepy. Please, can anyone help and let me know if this has happened to you? I'm dead ass not kidding. It's very creepy. I have eczema, so I use Aquaphor to moisturize my hands. I bought a pack of 2. The other night, something crazy happened. So, before I went to bed, I had my 2 Aquaphors on me, one in my bag and one on the side of my bed. In the middle of the night, I woke up scratching, so I used the one on the side of my bed, but instead of putting it back on the side table, I put it on the shelf floating above my bed. When I put it there, I felt an Aquaphor was already up there. And I was like, WTF, so I grabbed it. I now have 2 in my hand, and then I checked my bag. The other Aquaphor was still in there. I had 3 now. My husband was in the restroom, but I couldn't wait to tell him about the duplicate to show him that I was not crazy. I put the 3rd one back on the shelf above my bed for dramatic effect. So, when husband gets back from the bathroom, I tell him the whole story, but when I go to grab the 3rd Aquaphor, it's gone. My husband looks at me and says, "It's not there anymore, is it?" My heart dropped, chills all over my body. I panic. I try looking in my blankets for it, under the pillow, on the floor. There's nothing. The duplicate was erased from reality. What is going on? I've seen a lot of stories on here about objects disappearing and returning, and I just experienced this happening to myself this past weekend. A couple of years ago, I was helping my mom clean out her closet and donate some of her clothes. She came across a jean skirt that she used to wear a lot, but hadn't reached for it in quite some time. She was hesitant to give it away, but I reminded her that she hasn't worn it in a while and it's not in style right now, so maybe it's time to part ways with it. Now note that we both remember this conversation and we decided to give away the skirt. Since then, jean skirts have come back in style, and we've had many conversations about how we regret our decision to get rid of the skirt. Well, this Saturday morning, I get a message from my mother that while she was looking through her closet, getting dressed for a funeral, bam, there's the skirt that we both so dearly missed. It was just right there, in front of her, and she sent me a picture. We had gone through her closet multiple times in the past years since we got rid of it. We looked through the spot where it showed up and both of us swear it was never there. But now I guess the universe heard our disappointment and has returned the skirt back to us. So wild. I've had lots of weird little things happen to me. Most aren't easy to explain, but I just remembered something that happened to me a while back. I was taking a shower, and while I was just there, letting the water fall, I had a bunch of dimes fall on my head. It was weird, and I don't have a reasonable explanation for it. Does anyone care to venture a guess as to how a bunch of coins randomly fell on me while showering? There's no way that they fell from the ceiling or came from inside the pipes, yet I remember very clearly that it happened and left me rather confused. Also, reading this thread, I realize that usually dimes just show up on the street, on windowsills, forgotten in seats. I must have found like $10 in dimes over the previous 10 years. I'm nearsighted and wear glasses all the time. I'm not the most nearsighted person, but I'm not the least either. I can't watch something on a screen without my glasses. Otherwise, everything is blurry, and my eyes feel sore as I strain them while watching, attempting to make everything clearer. One day, there was the daily noontime quiz TV game that my mom likes. I was watching it with her as we waited for the meal to cook. Due to a sudden move that I made, my glasses fell to the ground. After picking them up, I proceeded to clean them. While doing so, I distractedly took a peek at the TV, and I swear to God, I could see what was happening on the screen as if I were wearing my glasses. I could read the question asked to the participants and the four answers. I could clearly see the facial expressions of the host, exactly as if my glasses were not in my hands, but on my nose. And then I blinked, and everything was back to its normal, unclear state. I don't know what happened, and I can't make sense of this very short glitch. So, hubby works on Saturdays. Yesterday morning, while he was getting dressed, I got up and made him a sandwich for lunch, as usual, and then I went back to lay in bed. About 10 minutes later, he comes in the bedroom and he's like, "Hey, I heard you get up. Did you not make me a Sammy?" I said, "Of course I did, and it's in the fridge like it always is." But he says he can't find it. I figured he was going crazy, so I got up and looked in the fridge, and there was no sandwich. I know I made one, and he remembers me in there making noise making it. We looked everywhere in the kitchen, and we couldn't find it. We were thinking that in my half-asleep state, I maybe put it in the microwave, or garbage, or something. I know I made it because I keep track of how much lunch meat is left, so I can make sure that we'll make it through the week, and there were at least 3 days worth originally. I made the sandwich and that took me to 2 days worth. I made a replacement sandwich and it was at the 2 days worth as expected, so I know I didn't just imagine making it. So, just in my little glitch in the Matrix story from yesterday, I wonder if the sandwich will ever reappear. When I was 16 or 17, I was getting ready for college on a Monday morning. I usually set off at 9:30 as I had to be there before 10. My grandparents would always wave me goodbye at the door and never miss a day. Well, this Monday morning, they were both fast asleep, and I was kind of upset that I didn't get a wave back. Anyway, to the glitch. I was getting ready to go out and take my normal path to school when I looked back at my door, where my grandma would always stand, but she was fast asleep when I last checked. I looked back and saw my grandma waving. She had a smile and kept waving back, and I kept waving. And then I looked back after turning a corner and no one was there. And my spine had this chilling feeling, but it wasn't cold outside. At college, I couldn't think straight. I was still thinking about the incident. After college, I headed home on the same pathway and got back home in about 30 minutes, and my grandma was greeting me and saying, "Did you have a good day at college?" I replied with, "Yes." By the time I said yes, I remembered her waving to me when I left, and I said, "Thanks for waving me to college." She gave me a light smile and said, "What do you mean? I was fast asleep with Granddad." That's when I shot right up the stairs and spent the last remaining day thinking about who actually was waving at me near the door while I was on my way to college. I still think about it to this day, and every time I go back to it, it scares me. Even typing this out makes my phone freeze. So maybe whoever it was doesn't want me to tell the story. So, in my early 20s, I went out dancing a lot and knew many people this way, as it's a pretty small town slash community. For this reason, I often gave people rides home. I would even run into them doing errands, but always people I knew well and had contact info for. Well, one morning, I'm giving my friend Vince a ride from one end of town to the other. When he's getting out, he pulls out a green and purple crystal ball, I think it was fluorite, maybe, and tells me laughingly that I lost my marble. I explained it wasn't mine, though beautiful, and someone must have dropped it when they got a ride home. So, I posted about it on social media and texted all the friends that I'd recently given rides to. Other people thought it was weird, but no one ever claimed it. Fast forward a few months or so, and I'm deep cleaning the same car and find a matching crystal orb. Slightly different coloration, but when I compared it to the other, they seemed to be clearly a set. So I reached out and posted again with a picture of the second. Again, they go unclaimed. I had just accepted that I must have forgotten someone or lost track of them or something, and chalked it up to this one of those things until about a year ago. I've moved 5 hours away to a new city, and very few people ever visited our place. I could probably count them on one hand. Well, I had the other two crystal orbs on a shelf in the living room and was looking at them one day. I picked up the closest one and thought something about it was odd. It seemed smaller and a different green, and I couldn't remember ever noticing the unique pattern on one part of it. I was about to write myself off for having a bad memory until I noticed that there were two identical ones still on the shelf. I asked my boyfriend when he got home about it. We texted the few people that had ever been in our apartment, asked family and friends if it had been a gift that we just didn't remember, but nothing. So, three of these things now just appeared, two in my car, close together, and 1 year later in my apartment in a new city. If the situation were different, I might think it's an ongoing joke or something, but for that long? Also, I looked up these crystals, and they aren't exactly cheap, so it's a weird game to play. Tell me what you think, or if you have an explanation, I'd love to hear it.